they're not forgotten. Some, unfortunately, are by their families for whatever reasons, but a large, many of these men have family members that love them, and some of them are just, we don't, I guess the most misunderstood part is who do we talk to? You know, one person says to call this person, you call that person, you get passed off, and nobody wants to take accountability.
Bernhardt had this advice for those interested in advocating for coronavirus protections for inmates.
Call your senator, call your representative, call the governor's office. You know, if you care, write emails, write letters, picket outside, you know, the governor's office in Salem. A lot of other states have let an enormous amount of men out due to coronavirus. I know that I'm from New Jersey, and in the state of New Jersey alone, they've let, I think, over 2,000, I think it's close to 2,000, I'm not 100% of the numbers, but way more, thousands, you know, hundreds more than Kate Brown had let out. Don't ignore it, you know. These men were not given a death sentence. You know, yeah, they did a crime, and they're there, and they're doing their time, and they're doing what they're supposed to do, and then having to deal with this on top of it, and then not having the people that are supposed to be protecting them protect them. So it's a possible death sentence.
We've been speaking with Heather Bernhardt, an advocate for the safety of inmates in the face of coronavirus. She is also the fiancée of James Bennett, who is in custody at Two Rivers Correctional Institution in Umatilla. Find more information about this story on our website at kbu.fm. For KBU News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBU with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, your host of News from the Boo, and I'm also one of KBOO's interim station co-managers. Here at News from the Boo, we talk about all the news that you need to know, whether you're a volunteer or a member or a listener or a potential volunteer, just anybody who's interested about knowing what's going on at KBOO. And speaking of potential volunteers, we have announced our volunteer orientation schedule for spring 2021. We have an orientation happening every single month. So all you got to do to attend our volunteer orientation is to register online. Just go to our website at kboo.fm and look up our volunteering page, and it will tell you all about what you can do as a volunteer at KBOO, and there you'll also find the links to register for any of our upcoming volunteer orientations. Right now, since our station is closed, our orientations are only being offered online via Zoom. So if you don't have enough Zoom meetings going on in your life, attend a KBOO volunteer orientation. Our next one coming up is on Tuesday, February 2nd at 6 p.m. In March, it's happening on Saturday, March 13th at 10 a.m. Then in April, we have one on Friday, the 2nd at 6 p.m. And then in May, on May the 4th at 6 p.m. So we'll keep announcing those to keep reminding everybody. You don't need to do anything in advance to attend that orientation except to register to attend it so you can get that Zoom link. So again, you can find the links to register on our website, kboo.fm, and you'll find those links on our volunteering page. And I will admit that right now we're a bit limited on our volunteering needs compared to when our station is open and we have all sorts of needs like receptionists and people to help with facilities and all those sorts of things that happen in station only. But we still have volunteering needs even in this time where we're producing everything remotely. A lot of our volunteering activities are still happening. So where we're needing volunteer help the most these days is in our social media department. So if you are somebody who knows how to do Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, we're always looking for people who want to help us create content and help us with scheduling posts. Yeah, doing all things social media. Then another big need we have right now is we're looking for people to help us vet audio. And vetting audio means people who listen to all of our programs before they air live. So if you're someone who listens to KBOO already and would like the chance to listen to everything exclusively first, join our vetting team and help out the programming department. And you get to hear shows in advance. That's cool. So again, you can take advantage of any of those volunteering opportunities by becoming a volunteer for KBOO. The first thing you need to do, again, is to attend a volunteer orientation. And that next one is on Tuesday, February 2nd, 6 p.m. Another way that people can volunteer, especially if you are somebody who is 18 years or younger, consider joining the Youth Collective. Anybody who wants to join the Youth Collective can also attend the volunteer orientation. Volunteer orientation is for people of all ages. If you are interested in joining the Youth Collective, attend our orientation. The Youth Collective is in charge of producing a monthly radio show. It's The Underground. It's on Wednesday evenings. It's on the fourth Wednesday. And it's put together in a collaborative way. So they meet on a regular basis right now on Zoom. And they talk about what they're going to put in their show. And even remotely are taught the basics of radio production and how you put a show together, and you learn about the FCC laws, and you get to meet other youth who are interested in radio production. So join KBOO's Youth Collective today. And an announcement on trainings for our current volunteers. We have our Programming Essentials class coming up on Thursday. Oh, that's tomorrow. Thursday, January 21st from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. This is for new programmers. So definitely attend that if you have a new show coming up to learn all about what you need to do as a KBOO programmer. Then also happening on Thursday, tomorrow, January 21st at 5:30, there is a Writing for Radio class. This is where you learn how to write news copy for radio. You learn what to say, what not to say. Basically, how to say things in a way that sound good for the ear. So then on Friday, January 29th is an introduction to audio editing. In this class, they're going to go over the basics of Audacity, which is an open source audio editing software. And so if you are learning the basics of how to do digital audio editing, or maybe you're new to Audacity, then this is definitely the class for you. KBOO classes are open to all of our volunteers. So for a link to attend any of those classes, just check your all programmer email. Your latest all programmer email has links for our volunteers to attend any of those classes. All right. And for those who are like, enough about classes, I want you to talk about meetings. Here's some dates we have for our upcoming meetings. On Monday, that's this coming Monday, January 25th, from 6 o'clock, we have our monthly board meeting that meets on Zoom. For the link to that, just go to our website at kboo.fm, and you'll find the link on our board of directors page. Then we have an engineering committee meeting that's on Thursday, February 4th, from 7 to 9 p.m., and our personnel governance committee meeting is coming up on Monday, February 8th, also at 6. And our next programming advisory committee meeting meets the next day, Tuesday, February 9th, also at 6 p.m. All of our committee meetings are open meetings, so if you'd like to attend, just let us know. And you can also get more information about all of those meetings, attending those meetings, of course, on our website at kboo.fm. And now some programming announcement for our listeners. We got some special programming coming up in February and March. The whole month of February, we'll be having special programming for African American and Black History Month. Especially tune in on Tuesday evenings in the month of February from 7 to 8 p.m. where there's going to be special content celebrating and exploring Black and African American history and culture. Also happening in February, on February 12th, KBOO will be simulcasting with WRHU from Hofstra University in celebration of World Radio Day. And WRHU was where KBOO engineering volunteer Mark Wiener was the chief engineer for many years. So part of that World Radio Day broadcast from WRHU will be a dedication to Mark. So make sure to tune in for our World Radio Day broadcast there on Friday, February 12th. Check out our programming schedule for more details. Then on March 8th, we're going to have special programming for International Women's Day. Also in March, we're going to be having our Bluegrass Marathon, our annual Bluegrass Marathon on Saturday, March 13th. Then in April on the 22nd, we'll also be having special programming for Earth Day, talking about the climate crisis, April 22nd. And we'll even have more special programming coming up during February, March. We're locking down all those dates and times in our programming schedule. So make sure to continue to tune in to News from the Boo for all those latest updates. And of course, you can always go to our website, kboo.fm. Check out all the latest updates in programming, news, and just volunteer information. Such a handy place to go. And that's all I got for News from the Boo for this week. So make sure to tune in next Wednesday and every Wednesday at 5:45 p.m. to get your latest updates about your community radio station, KBOO Portland. Thanks for tuning in.
listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public